of my mother.
That's right. Alright, that audio should be alright.
I creep under the shadow, the foggiest mist, and leap up into battle. The plot is intense. I leave a nigga rattled, it's hostile and tense. So please don't be baffled at how I mob up in this. Now I present masculineness, he when y'all see him, a man, but don't confuse me with Paul Elam.
They call themselves MGTOW, and I know what you gon' say, but it's a simple fact that you're not going your own way.
You go with traffic on a road built by the state, a libertarian with Uncle Sam's license plate. You're not carving a new path, you walk on a tracked line. You go with the green light and stomp at the red sign. Rugged individual is what they claim as they sneeze. Spaghetti arm, soft skin, Gamergate dweeb. Internet neocon 4chan troll. Delete and block on the spot is where your spam goes. Y'all can't straw man or your dishonest shows, but we'll troll your right back by making comments closed. Black pity jack, I do it straight out of spite, cause I like to see you whine about how they're taking our rights. SJWs delete what I speak. Political correctness is keeping us weak. They wanna take my fun and my freedom of speech. Ain't nobody trying to hurt your little legion of geeks. We got issues to cover, black bodies in the street, native women missing, getting slaughtered as we speak. We'll start shooting cops from their faces to feet. We have more by the numbers, let them taste the defeat. Socialize the justice and make it complete. Quantify the type of liberation I seek. Economic and environment, the silent release of the quieted majority that try to compete. But the system is rigged up by the elite. Took the veggies off the plate, now there's hatred and beef. Took the steady job and pay, sent it straight overseas. Now we're left with the stress that we'll take to the street. Chained up, beat down, choked and poisoned. They would love for us to muzzle up and hold the noise in. But fuck that, we'll knock a hole in the fence. Burn the corporation down and chop the owner to bits. Stop the production, cause disruption. Convince the consumer it's a flawed consumption. Poking holes in the culture would be hard to stand. To stop making garbage upon demand.
Supply side on a global scale, the holy grail.
Ecological economics was supposed to fail. But I just digress from the bottom to bliss. Let me get back under the shadows of the foggiest mist.
Now I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I quickly hit him with this roughness. Wine Cellar Podcast coming at y'all last, and we sick of desocialized justice. Now I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I quickly hit him with this roughness. Wine Cellar Podcast coming at y'all last, and we sick of desocialized justice.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.
All right. And so, yes, Michael Wright pinged that one immediately. That is a too short beat.
I love your black ass from the morning to the nightfall. If anybody...
I'll stop that right there. All right. So, yeah, Michael Wright caught that. Yeah, that was the too short beat. Where's my brain going here? It wasn't for Ain't Nothing Like Pimpin'. It was another one. It was Freaky Tales from album number 9, the Cocktails album. No, not Freaky Tales. It was Cocktails. It was the follow-up to Freaky Tales by Too Short. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In 1995 was when that album came out. And it was pretty dope. Pretty funky, fresh album. Oh, yeah, Michael Wright nailed it. Yeah, oh, you see, that's why I should just look at the comments section. There's Marie Pancake, Batfish Boo, Fallon Matthew. Fallon Matthew, you had a post up, but it was like in a closed group, so I didn't want to go talking about it on the program, but you were talking some ill shit about some stuff, and I was like, damn, that's fucking raw. But I didn't want to go putting your thought out there like that, blowing up the spot, niggas coming back beefing with you and shit. That ain't no good, right? It ain't. Need that gum right, it ain't. And continuing on, for folks that may have missed out on some of the old episode news stories, trans woman from that suffered an acid attack is receiving compensation. There was a transgender woman attacked in Brunswick. Oh, that's the same story. Transgender woman attacked in Brunswick. Jesus Christ, what else may I have been missing? Racist woman demands white doctor in a viral video from a Canadian clinic. That sounds funky. That sounds fun. woman defending, demanding a white doctor, not an isolated incident, says a head of Ontario Medical Association. This story just keeps getting fucking better. Oh man, when Phoenix gets in, I want to dig into that one. That sounds fucking fun as hell. You know, let's listen to the audio from that. Let's at least hear the fucking audio. I want to hear it. Coming up on your web. Yeah, do they have the Oh, those fuckers don't have the damn audio. Your web is garbage. Nobody likes that website. There you go. See, Fallon Matthews said in Mississauga, I was just there last week. Oh, Fallon said, share away. Have no qualms or chill. Lisa said, 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes might be able to get Lisa on the old Skype Arena. Phoenix will come in when the young one goes off to a vacation Bible school, which is really just Christian babysitting so we can do the program without having to worry about, you know, where he is outside or if he needs to knock on the door for something during the program. We've seen that happen in episodes. It gets a little awkward. Right. Now, what else have I come across from Penny Loco? So I like following Penny Loco. She be posting some shit, cause you know, like, she is a brain scientist, and so she really digs into this stuff. And she's an inventor. Like, she literally made a brain reading machine. Like, she actually made that herself. Like, legit. Coming from Penny Loco, OCD linked to inflammation in the brain. Obsessive compulsive disorder is an intrusive condition that remains difficult to treat. This is due in part to the causes behind the disorder remaining hidden. Recent research, however, points the finger at brain inflammation. Now, more information, just on this obsessive compulsive business, which is something that so many people just self-describe themselves as, right? Like, you have that person on the job who like keeps their work area clean, and they're like, I'm so OCD. And it's like, but then on a really busy day it looks like shit. And it's like, oh no, you just had extra time and you were bored. OCD is characterized by uncontrollable obsessions and compulsions. Individuals with OCD may experience intrusive thoughts that produce anxiety or a need to repeat certain actions to relieve pent-up anxiety. Common obsessions in OCD revolve around cleanliness, sexual taboos, aggressive thoughts, and symmetry. Affecting an estimated 1%, see, think about 1%. And it's not very many people. 1% of the people in the United States, around half of the OCD cases are classed as severe. All right, so that's one half of 1%. OCD is generally treated with talking therapies, in particular a type of cognitive behavior therapy called exposure and response prevention. It's recommended. Now, there are also some medications available with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Those are being the most commonly prescribed. Currently, however, therapies only work for around 70% of the 1%. One of the biggest stumbling blocks to finding good treatments is that the physical causes of OCD are not known. Now, going into the inflammation part, this is off of Medical News Today from Penny Loco. She posted this up in her brain science space. And it's breaking research published this week in JAMA Psychiatry. It takes a look at the role of brain inflammation in OCD. The senior author of the study is Dr. Jeffrey Meyer, head of the neuroimaging program in mood and anxiety at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto, Canada. Inflammation is a natural process. It is a normal component of the immune response and a standard reaction to injury. However, If the level of inflammation is inappropriate or continues for too long, it can have negative consequences. For instance, in a number of diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis and atherosclerosis. That too, Phoenix Colluder's coming in saying big fancy book learning words. It's some type of inflammation, and it's heavily involved. Growing evidence suggests that certain psychiatric conditions may involve neuroinflammation, some of which include major depressive disorder like schizophrenia and the bipolar. Dr. Meyer and his team set out to understand whether inflammation in the brain could play a role in the development of OCD. To this end, they recruited 40 participants, comprising 20 with OCD and 20 without. Each was scanned using a positron emission tomography that had been adapted to pinpoint and measure inflammation in the brain. Specifically, the researchers were able to selectively dye microglia, which are cells that act as the nervous system's most prominent immune defense, in which are activated during inflammation. The researchers measured levels of microglia in six brain regions known to be important in OCD, including the orbital frontal cortex, Harper Stewart, I'm looking at you, and anterior conglial cortex. What is with all these words? Can't they just say that part of the head?
Words.
Just sit in the chair.
Well, I was waiting for you to get done reading. I didn't want to stop reading and move so I can sit.
Yeah, get in there. Get in there.
You get in there.
All right, there's Phoenix Palito doing stuff.
It's me. I'm doing things. Apparently, we're talking about microglia.
Yeah, you know what. Oh.
What?
Oh, I thought it was a knock at the door. You pick it up. You know what's going on.
Where did you start? Stop it?
On the Caligula cortex. The Colgate. That one.
Orbital frontal cortex?
It's black.
And cingulate cortex?
The nigger one.
The results were clear. In the brain regions associated with OCD, individuals with the disorder had 32% more inflammation when compared to people without the condition. That's interesting.
From inflammation to treatment.
Another interesting finding is that individuals who reported the highest levels of stress when trying to stop themselves from acting on compulsions also had highest levels of inflammation in that particular brain region. As so many diseases involve inflammation, there's already a wide range of drugs designed to tackle it. But because these drugs already exist on the market, it may be a fruitful avenue of research to hunt for more effective treatments for OCD. Medications developed to target brain inflammation and other disorders could be useful in treating OCD, says Dr. Meyer. Work needs to be done to uncover specific factors that contribute to brain inflammation, but finding a way to reduce inflammation's harmful effects and increase helpful effects could enable us to develop new treatment much more quickly.
Yep.
Studies are now underway that examine the possibility of designing a blood marker test that could distinguish which patients would benefit most from anti-inflammatory drugs. Ha, me. Although, as ever, more research is needed, and this finding could make a significant move forward in understanding and treating OCD.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that shit interesting. Like, I do, like, Penny Loco, like, your post in your brain science group are not going unnoticed. I actually have them set to notification, so I've been watching you post in there for 3 years. I'm always looking at your stuff. A lot of people don't know that. I silently watch a fair deal of you motherfuckers. So when
Sounds
you're
so
doing
ominous.
That thing.
Huh? Sounds so ominous. I'm watching you.
Yeah. And Fallon said, is it white Bible babysitting? I speak from experience when I say they might give him mayonnaise sandwiches.
They give him hot dogs.
They give him hot dogs.
Yes.
All right. There's Lisa. Is our audio coming through on your end?
Hi. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
All right, let's see. Do I have enough control to bring your volume down from my end easily? What does that say? What is
adjust
that?
Adjust microphone settings.
I don't want to adjust. I want to adjust her microphone, not mine.
Whose mic?
I want to turn your microphone down.
I am having volume issues. Hold on a second. And I'm also using a Mac, and I don't know how to use a Mac.
Actually, you know what? Does that microphone move?
Fuck my life.
Yeah, it does.
That
might move your microphone.
Yeah, move it up a bit, like by your nose. Just the microphone part. Does that move by itself without the headphones moving?
Oh my god! How do I change the volume on a Mac?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh oh. Well, actually, I'll do it manually on my end. I'm gonna analog it. Yep, and there that goes. Alright, I adjusted it from here.
Live broadcasting, this is what it's like.
Alright. And what are those stories you had?
Oh. I have a few. They're fun. They're in the... Oh, I guess we have to keep that up to see her face, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So... let's see, what have we got? White people being gross... cops being corrupt, unhappy story about a sex offender, and an update on Pizzagate. What would you like?
Wait, you said, what was the first one?
White people being gross.
Cops.
Cops. Alright, cops. Let's see. DC cops used rape as punishment after Inauguration Day mass arrests, says lawsuit. When marchers began smashing windows in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day, the city's police force, reputedly the best in the country at upholding protesters' rights, went nuclear. Officers quickly deployed pepper spray, tear gas, and crowd control grenades of various kinds. The Metropolitan Police Department opted to kettle everyone on the streets, including nearby the initial nearby anarchist-driven property destruction, which is something that generally does not happen during protests. The mass roundup swept up the rowdy Antifa types. They're rowdy types. Did you know that?
Rowdy Friday Piper.
They swept up the rowdy Antifa types, as well as many peaceful protesters, journalists, and volunteer legal observers who turned out in bright green hats to help uphold the First Amendment rights that at these types of events. After hours of kettling, police arrested more than 200 people. All were initially charged with felonies by the United States Attorney's Office. Who's the guy who runs the Attorney's Office? What's his?
That Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the III.
Jefferson.
Beauregard.
Looks like fucking Gollum. So, they were all initially charged with felonies. And this is how the public has understood what happened. But the story undersells the full scope of the police department's violent conduct that day, according to the ACLU, who filed a lawsuit Wednesday against the city, police department, police chief, and yet unnamed officers. The guilt by association roundup and mass arrest, the liberal use of pepper spray, and the kettling itself would already be constitutionally dubious, according to ACLU's Scott Mitchellman, in a quote from Wednesday. But the experience of the lawsuit's four plaintiffs, independent photojournalist Shay Horse, volunteer legal observer Judah Ariel, and peaceful protesters Elizabeth Legacy and Milo Gonzalez, suggests the police sought physical and emotional retribution on hundreds of people kettled. According, an officer ordered Horse, one of the fellow plaintiffs, to take off their pants and then grabbed their testicles and inserted fingers into their anus while other officers looked on and laughed. Horse is a photojournalist and one of six reporters who was initially arrested and charged, although now the case against him has been dismissed. I felt like they were using molestation, rape as punishment. No, you didn't feel like it. They did. They did. They use those tactics to inflict pain and misery on people who are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, said Horse. It felt like they were trying to break me and the others, break us so that even if charges didn't stick, that night we would still be punished. In a statement responding to the lawsuit, the police defended its reputation. Whatever the fuck that means. And maintained all arrests were proper.
Each year, the men and women of the MPD protect the rights and ensure the safety of thousands of First Amendment assemblies, demonstrations, and protests. Okay. While thousands demonstrated peaceably on Inauguration Day, the statement went on, there was another group of individuals who chose to engage in criminal acts, destroying property, hurling projectiles, and injuring at least six officers. These individuals were ultimately arrested for their criminal actions. Yeah, so were a bunch of other people. That's why their charges have already been dropped. Okay. The department also pledged that all allegations of misconduct will be fully investigated. Don't worry, we'll investigate ourselves.
A show of hands as to who in any way, shape, or form is shocked by what happened or how it was dealt with? I'll wait.
Are you suggesting that they're not trustworthy?
Dude, I went to high school and started college in D.C. The most laughable part about that entire thing is talking about MPD's reputation.
Oh.
Maybe if you're in Northwest.
You know, it's weird. It's almost like every major department has these problems. Weird, right? Let's see. We have significant concerns that there won't be repeat problems with MPD arresting law-abiding citizens, said Mitchellman. The discovery phase of the suit should allow plaintiffs to identify names, ranks, and badge numbers of specific officers they accuse of abusing them physically and psychologically. But it's also important to the plaintiffs that such individualized accountability not shunt responses away from supervisors and top brass.
Okay.
Let's see. The U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. declined to comment on how the lawsuit, which is not named as a defendant, might alter the course of the 202 ongoing felony prosecutions it is pursuing. 202.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, there was a lot of freedom of speech going on. And then, let's see, more quotes. Even before the full depth of the alleged depravity of MPD officers' actions toward protesters' detainees was laid out in the lawsuit, the rough crowd control methods employed on Inauguration Day had alarmed protest law observers. ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild representatives told Think Progress that the department's actions break from a long... that the department's actions break from a long pattern of sensible, calm responses to protests.
Oh, okay.
They have a long history of calm response. Okay.
Yeah, you know about Kent State.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. By the dint of geography...
I'm having audio problems, by the way.
Huh? You having audio problems? Hearing us on your end?
Yeah. I'm looking to see if maybe I have... another headset, possibly.
By dint of geography, MPD responds to far more mass demonstrations than any other police department. Marchers without permits regularly take over streets, sit in at buildings, and even chain themselves to physical structures in protest without prompting the sort of crackdown that followed the Antifa provocations of Inauguration Day. But MPD's reputation for high standards on protester civil liberties coexists with a less prominent and darker track record in cases like this one, said Mitchellman. When there are groups of people who protest only peacefully, demonstrations that go off without a hitch, MPD does tend to handle those pretty well. They're prepared, respectful, and we commend them for that. But the problem is when there's even a little bit of lawbreaking at a predominantly peaceful demonstration, the response is massive, excessive, unjustified, and unconstitutional. That's what happened on January 20th. Did you know that?
What the holy hell?
Yeah, so, I guess the... Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's trying to find another microphone headset deal.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so apparently, yeah, that's what they were doing, was when they were arresting peaceful protesters, making them strip, and then raping them and sexually molesting them. So, all right. Yeah. Yay, police. They're on our side. It's only a few bad apples.
Jesus Christ. Was that just in your news feed or Twitter?
That was in my Twitter news feed.
Ah. Yep, Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get stories like that in your Twitter instead of just, when you were in those fucking groups and it was just, a fuckboy did this. Oh, wow. You mean exactly like yesterday? Get the fuck out of here. Had no idea that was coming.
I find that following certain people on Twitter greatly enhances my newsfeed.
The Progressive Army.
Yeah. Actually, I was in one of Anoa's threads today. We were laughing at someone together.
Ha ha. Ha.
Yeah,
I guess you have... Now you just have we just have to find the other black people that we can hang out with out here. The that we can hang out with part really matters. Fallon Matthews said, does Penny know anything about FAHRS?
Farr's disease? I don't know.
Oh, because you don't call her often enough to talk to her about it. Why don't you ever call your Penny? You never call your old Pen-Pen.
My Pen-Pen? She's not my grandma. My call Pen-Pen?
Call your old Pen-Pen. Call your old Pen-Pen.
I will message my Pen-Pen.
Jesus Christ. Like, Alexander Graham Bell kick us all in the crotch. We found out that we prefer handheld digital fax machines.
Yes, we do.
Over the magic of voice.
Yes, we do.
And Fallon said, what is Pizzagate? Never got 100% of what that was. Pizzagate... This is my understanding from just pulling from multiple sources and putting it all together. People, adult people who actually are pedophiles and are in, like, you know, those deep spaces of, like, Reddit and 4chan, 8chan and all that, they came up with a way to say things like taking food orders and using those as talking about what child pornography they want to trade between each other, right? Like, I think cheese pizza was child porn because it's CP. And then you just take it from there and add in, you know, other ones like that. And so, what this really is was a big old case of projectionism. Because those same people, because they're in those spaces, they tend to be the alt-righters. And with Donald Trump and Richard Spencer and other heads really, you know, bringing the alt-right to the forefront and shining a bigger light on them, this whole Pizzagate thing that they've been believed in for a while, that came up. But it's all just projectionism. Because that shit where they ordered those pizzas... Yes, that actually is in the WikiLeaks emails, but they're not talking about child pornography. They're actually talking about ordering food.
Which, to be clear, we're talking about, like, Podesta, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and Clinton staffers. So they, like, legitimately had a pizza party and ordered pizzas from an actual pizzeria, and then the 4chan people saw it in the WikiLeaks, and they were like, oh, they're ordering child porn!
Yep.
And that morphed into there's child sex slaves being held in the basement of this pizzeria somewhere around D.C.,
Yeah, and let it be known, being the person that actually listens to Alex Jones' whole episodes, he rejected Pizzagate at first. Like, that was even too weird for him. But the fact that his fans are also cross up with the alt-right, they demanded it, and Alex Jones is a business person. He said, I give the people what they want to pay for, and so he bought onto it too. But I think the person who needs to be held the most accountable as an independent and, you know what, somewhat major media figure, because he's on fucking Clear Channel, I think, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Because Joe Rogan bought Alex Jones on his show to validate that shit to his audience. All right, so fucking Joe Rogan should be held heavily accountable for mainstreaming that shit.
All right, and then... because this was, like, the theory, and they're, like, they're hiding it, and, you know, there's all these pedophiles in this pizzeria, and people were saying that there was, like, sex slaves in there, basically, like, trafficked children were, like, locked up in this pizzeria, and people were just coming in to rape them. So, some guy who is in the alt-right 4chan Alex Jones sphere... took a gun, showed up at this pizzeria, and started shooting because he went there to free the trafficked children in the basement of a place that doesn't even have a basement. So, the update now is that he got sentenced to 4 years for that shooting.
So, for pulling out a gun...
Yes.
...and shooting at people...
Yes.
He got 6 years less than the guy that exposed the Steubenville rape squad.
Yes.
America!
Also 3 years and 6 months longer than Rock Turner, so progress, I guess.
Civilized first world nation.
So, an online conspiracy theory dubbed Pizzagate ended Thursday with real-world consequences when a North Carolina man was sentenced to prison for arming himself with an assault rifle, traveling to the nation's capital, and firing his weapon inside a neighborhood pizza restaurant. Edgar Madison Welch. That's his name.
Fuck!
Edgar Madison Welch. His ill-conceived plot last year did actual damage to the lives of real people, a judge said before sentencing him to 4 years in prison. Judge Ketanji Jackson said she'd never seen a case like Welch's and gave him punishment on the upper end of guidelines, in part to send a message to others. If Welch believed an internet conspiracy theory that children were being harmed at the restaurant, he should have notified law enforcement, not attempted to take the law into his own hands, the judge said during the hearing on Thursday. Jackson said it was sheer luck no one was physically injured when Welch entered the Washington Comet Ping Pong restaurant on December 4th, armed with an AR-15... assault rifle. They always have a fucking AR-15. And a revolver. He was there just about a month after the election of President Donald Trump to investigate unfounded internet rumors about prominent Democrats harboring child sex slaves at the restaurant. As the diners and staff fled, Welch went through the restaurant, at one point fired his AR-15 into a locked closet. What the fuck? Fine. At one point, fired his AR-15 into a locked closet, but discovered no children were being held in the restaurant. What, did he think the kids were in the closet, so you shot the closet? Like, what, how the fuck is that helping them?
That's how you free their little souls to heaven.
That's like that fucking Philando Castile. I was afraid for the child in the car, so I started shooting at the car that had the child in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
You want to let you, because if you shoot at that car knows you mean business and it's going to let that child out.
Oh, that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. He eventually surrendered peacefully. His sentence was just below the 4.5 years prosecutors sought and above the 1.5 years his attorney asked for. During the hearing, the 29-year-old Welch spoke briefly to apologize, saying he realized his words cannot change or undo what has already happened. In a letter filed with the court, he wrote he is truly sorry for endangering the life of any and all bystanders who were present, but didn't talk about the conspiracy theory that motivated him to act, saying he just came to Washington with the intent of helping people I believed were in dire need of assistance. Okay. Oh, and he has a fiance? He still has a fiance? You want to marry that guy? Alright, so his mom, dad, sister, and fiance were in the courtroom with him during sentencing. His attorney said his actions were reckless and misguided, but the father and former emergency medical technician acted with the intent of defending children. Don't you want that fucking guy to show up if you have an emergency?
Yeah.
Whew.
Like, clearly he's dedicated to whatever the hell he's doing. he likes podcasts.
He is dedicated. He pled guilty in March to interstate transportation of a firearm and ammunition and assault with a dangerous weapon. She's back.
All right. With a different headset. And we're Phoenix is wrapping up the Pizzagate business right now.
Yeah. The restaurant's owner, James Elefantis, said in court that the vicious web of lies about his business had been traumatic for him and his staff. He still needs security there and said he has suffered both emotionally and financially. In letters to the judge and the court, employees described the terror of Welch's actions, saying they have depressions, nightmares, and needed trauma counseling. But Elefantis also said he is hopeful that those who provoke fear and traffic in lies and perpetuate conspiracy will awake to the tangible harms that result from their actions. I'm hopeful one day reason will prevail before a shot rings out in a place of love. Yeah, good luck with that, nigga.
Wait, what kind of poetic fucking patriotism was that? I am hopeful that one day... That one day reason will prevail before a shot rings out again in a place of warmth and love and communal gathering.
Also, nigga, it's a pizza joint. Warmth, love, and communal gathering. Okay.
No, yeah, like that's where you go to see somebody fucking change a diaper on the table. Like, ugh. Get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, so, and then of course, remember, Alex Jones apologized to that guy too because the guy threatened to sue him over the whole Pizzagate thing after the shooting for promoting it.
Joe Rogan should apologize.
I think they should all fucking be held liable. All these fucking people who were spreading that shit. Like, Yeah.
All right. I guess I want to hop
Okay, am I back? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yep, awesome. Let me take a look at, let me just get a test of your audio, because you're on a different microphone now. All right, let's get a microphone test.
I'm guessing people can hear me, maybe, possibly, yes.
Yeah, I see decibels.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, fun stuff. Matter of fact, if it... Yeah, because you can see it, too. Right? Like, because you can see our screen in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it right there. Those are the decibels that blew those blue markers.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. That's fun stuff. Alright. Now, dadgummit, I might as well go toward what the bulk of this was about. And I know everyone here is a fan of White School.
Oh, God.
What? I still follow her. Like, I had, like, you know, with the social networks, how you get set to see some people first?
Yeah.
Because I follow easily, like, I follow so many pages and people. There's some stuff I want to make sure I prioritize. Some stuff I set to notification. And, yeah, the wife school, I have set to one of the folks that I see first. Now, we already know the women folk gotta submit to the men folk. And wife school, I mean, anybody can spend their money with her, right? That's fair, you know, but she does kind of focus black. And the thing is, black folk done fell behind, particularly the Mormons, I think, is what I'm reading off of this, right? Now, because the Mormons, what, when the boy is, what, 11, 12, 13 years old, well, mama, you need to learn your place. This is the young man now. In a couple years, he'll be off the mission, and he'll be back to marry himself his own couple wives, depending on his class status. Alright? And so she has this, and...
So you remember that part in Roots where before they even left Africa? And he was like, I'm a man now, you can't tell me things, and his mom goes, okay, and his grandma's like, I'm gonna whoop your entire ass, and chased him with a broom.
She said that?
She said, I am your grandmother, you will not talk to me that way! And, like, yeah, chased him with a broom. It was great. Anyway...
I saw that film so gosh darn long ago. I think it was 2001 when I saw the film, and 1990. Here goes that year again this week. 1997 when we read the book. That was a big fucking year. Jesus Christ. So now, so I follow her and she's actually having like classes. In Louisiana this October.
Oh.
Getting folks ready for that. October 5th through 8th, rootsofroyals.com. Better learn about it. White school or stay fooled. She says, join us. Learn exactly how to focus on and enhance your son's masculinity. Alright?
No.
That's important to do.
No.
That's why I left the handlebars pink on the... See, I'm slacking on enhancing the boys' masculinity. Put. Hey, you wanted to get him a dollhouse. The hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah, we lost her. We'll try again on a... Yeah, we'll try again. Lisa Loco, we had tech issues with her microphone and headset combination connected to her laptop style computer. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and give Skype a 1 star for that. Mm. All right, Skype, you got
Explain why.
Oh, I have glaucoma. I don't know which one. Go fuck yourself. I'll put other. Oh, she said over
here. The other
here.
Side could not hear any sound.
Oh, there you go. All right. Save. Yeah, or send. Or whatever you read. You were reading something black.
You were reading about wife school, actually.
No, I was not.
Really? You weren't?
Number 1 of 10. Because somehow it just happens to be exactly 10.
Why is it always fucking 10?
Because it's an artificially inflated list to make it marketable. One, the most powerful men on earth are unapologetically masculine. Give your son this tool, too.
I mean...
You know, I bet if you actually... Like, if I were to actually walk up to some of these millionaires and billionaires that are understand to be cis men and shake their hands. They got soft hands.
Oh, like our landlord?
Oh, fuck. Did I hurt him?
Yes, you hurt him!
Oops. He's soft. He's a delicate man, but he's the powerful one.
Yeah, because I was doing this like, okay, so, I mean, I hate to say it, but isn't technically Donald Trump the most powerful man in the world because he has our nuclear codes and our military?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, like, if I were to punch Donald Trump, he'd fucking die.
Like, I would be much more scared of, like, you know, I don't know, DMX or somebody, really.
Yeah, well, like yeah, working class, that's the thing, because the laborer's labor, that is inherently exercising all the time. Like, fucking, what are you, shitting me? Number two, respect your son's masculinity, alright? Respect it.
What does that mean?
Don't try all that funny style shit. He a man,
what's
you
that
a
mean?
Woman.
What's that mean?
Don't get in the way. You know what? She's gonna tell you what it means. Respect your son's masculinity. Don't try to tame him.
Alright? Well, he's not a fucking puppy. Or a horse.
That's right.
Him.
That's
okay.
Right. Don't try to, because he's not, because he a man.
Okay.
A man walks a dog. A man rides a horse. So you tame them. You don't tame him. Matter of fact, he tames them. You cook dinner. And she has another post that we're going to have to get to now, because that's also...
Oh,
oh
no.
Man, it's fucking fantastic. Wife school or stay fooled. This lady is ridiculous. She continues, number two still, most men are good. Continuing. And if you behave otherwise, you'll teach your son to hate his masculinity and choose femininity instead. See?
So teaching him to be a good man will make him feminine?
You just have to let him be naturally good in his masculine goodness.
What if he's not naturally good?
Then you were a bad mother. It is your fault.
But...
Your fault.
I'm not supposed to...
Bad mother.
Restrain him.
Failed at raising son.
Fuck this, I'm only having daughters from now on.
Number three. Understand that some aggression in boys is needed. You do, you need it. Alright? They just jump the boy a little beat down here and there. Like, you remember that old movie Flatliners when they chased Billy up that tree and threw rocks at him? Some aggression is needed. You need that aggression. I remember Mitt Romney, how he chased down that effeminate gay boy in that school and cut his hair off with them scissors. Some aggression is needed.
Hazing. To death?
Right. Yeah. Matthew Shepard, which some journalists have been digging back, and they think that was a drug deal gone bad, which is an interesting story.
Hmm.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And these are... You know, okay, folks. When I say journalist, I'm not talking about your favorite personality on MSNBC. Okay? Okay. Some aggression in boys is needed, and leave it alone, or you'll raise a man afraid to protect his family. You see how... And that's what happens. You chase down and beat up and bully other boys, and that you inherently learn how to protect your family in the future that you don't even know exist yet by doing that.
That you might not even end up having.
Whoa, you know how unmasculine you gotta be to not have a family? Real men get women pregnant as soon as they have an erection.
That doesn't mean having a family.
That's how masculine they are.
That doesn't mean having a family.
Yes, it does.
No.
Did she go to wife school? Yes. Did he go to husband school? Yes. Is he masculine? Yes. Is he a man? Yes. Is he a leader of the world for some reason because he's masculine? Shit and damn you, he is. That gummit.
But see, also, though, you see what she did there? She conflated protection with aggression.
What? Yeah, that's how that goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is like the whole You know, he might be abusive to you, but he'll also protect you, so it's not that bad.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey. That's how that happens.
Number four. Stop trying to prove that you can emasculate your son by teaching him to cook and clean.
What if I just don't want little nigga to starve? What about that? Damn.
Wait, that's such a weird sentence. Stop trying to prove that you can emasculate your son by teaching him to cook and clean. Oh, my mother did that so that I wouldn't be hungry when she was getting too sick and dying.
Well, and see how feminine you turned out.
Yeah, man. Very feminized.
Very, very feminine.
That's right.
Very feminine.
I take my toolbox to work because I'm very aggressive in how I put on my makeup to do drag. I need a set of ratchets, a crescent wrench, a screwdriver. When I'm putting on makeup, I go the fuck in when I do drag. Mm-hmm. Very effeminate, mm-hmm. I tell you what.
But yeah, so the whole, like, obsession with gender roles, but then also, you know, what if your kid has a point in time where they're not dating and they're not married? They should know how to have clean clothes to show up to work so they don't get fired. They should maybe know how to cook some things so they don't go hungry. Like, self-sufficient. I need people to stop conflating infantilizing with masculinity. Like, it's okay to be self-sufficient and be a man at the same time. Woo!
Oh, that's what girlfriends is for. Or your mother is just supposed to still do that. Your mother is supposed to come over to your apartment and do that because your father is a leader of the free world and makes so much money that she don't have to work and all she has time to do is take care of her man until he gets his own wife that went to wife school. Bam.
Yeah, no.
See? That's how you do that there.
Yeah.
Now, number five... Don't try to get a boy to clean up like his sisters. Well, see, that's why it's 10, because she said, let's turn 4 into 2, because I can't think of anything else. And so just all boys have sisters?
All boys do just have immediately, sisters, all of them.
As soon as you're born a boy, just out pops the sister.
I don't know if you know this, all children are born as twins, a boy and a girl.
Shitting damn they are. Mm-hmm. That's right. See, and that's how you know she got impregnated by a truly masculine man. Like, each testicle had its own shot that went bam, each ovary, blap, blap, 2 kids. And because he's so masculine, he's also highly intelligent, and it said, you know what? Split him up. Make it a boy and a girl so that mama has, you know, each one to work with while you're at the real work.
Mm.
All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number 6. Raise a future king. Let him get used to being served after your husband. After your husband in parentheses. That's right.
Served.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah. That's what you do. What?
This is not a kingdom. This is not a plantation.
This is a special place in hell for women that don't listen to other women. You gonna listen to Ro.
No.
And her wife's school.
No.
Special place in hell.
Okay.
I know you Jews don't believe in it.
It's where all the feminists are.
Anita Sarkeesian, definitely. Yes. Alright, number 7. Don't judge your son's current masculinity. It's a process, and labeling him feminine is premature and child abuse.
Wait, what if he's actually femme? Like...
What the fuck is it? It's a process, and labeling his feminine is premature and child abuse. How does she arrive at child abuse?
Because all men are inherently masculine, and as he's growing into his masculinity, he's still, you know, not super masculine because he's growing into it. It's a phase. So if you tell him he's feminine, he'll act feminine and deny his natural masculinity, which means you've abused him because you've treated him like a girl.
Lindsey Graham's mother didn't go to wife school. But then what about why Lindsey Graham is so damn warlike? Shit. Like, he wants to fucking inject projectiles into other people's affairs. Alright. Now. Number 8. Be unapologetically African. Don't let Euros tell you how to praise or how to raise a warrior.
We just gonna pretend that there were no matriarchies in Africa.
Well, and also, like, you're saying wife school, you're speaking English, you wear, like, she posted pictures of the clothes she wears. She doesn't wear dashikis, like us.
You look so different. Yeah.
Yeah, tangent. Yeah, we just happened to, like, we felt like we were in the Ross, and we saw dashikis for what we can afford. And we were like, fuck yeah, because, like, they look dope, and also, like, they're really thin, and it's hot outside, and then we, you know, and then we're out and about doing the stuff and the things the next day, and we're like, fucking, let's put them on, let's wear our fucking dashikis, let's mob out, and then Phoenix sees somebody that she hadn't seen in years, and it was the, you look different. Like, and you had on a head wrap, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she thinks that shit is just all me, yeah. right? Because yeah. I'm much darker skinned. You know, I just lean in with the handshake stand in the back. Hey, how you doing? She's just like, oh man, she done fucked around and met a hotep and got turned out.
Oh man,
it's like no, quite the contraire.
Yes, but also like this is a list for mothers, right?
Yep.
So, why are mothers raising these masculine warrior sons? Shouldn't that be their father's job? Because how is because like according to this logic, how is a woman going to teach a boy to be masculine or a warrior?
Oh, with her femasculinity energy.
Her femasculine energy. All right.
Yep, femasculinity. Everybody better learn about it. And don't know social justice fuckers steal that word from me and try to make it a thing. I will diss you. All right, I will fucking... I will write the nicest tracks serving you. Serving you. Number 9. Let your son struggle and fail, as this is also how masculinity develops well. You almost rhymed. You're hanging in there. You gave it a shot. Which, that was so corny. That was some 80s fucking support group shit she just threw in there. To, again, just trying to make the list 10. Hmm. Number 10, stay loyal and respect him always. That's right. You have to stay loyal to him. You carried the term. You gave birth. You clean diapers and all that shit and stayed up and breastfed or breast pumped or made bottles out of formula, whatever it is you did. You did all that shit. You better be fucking loyal to him for you doing that for him. Somehow. Alright? Righto.
No.
See? Wife no. schooler stay fooled. Phoenix Khalida done been fooled. She done been fooled.
And yet sits next to a masculine man. It's weird, right? Huh?
I ain't no masculine. Mm-hmm. I already... Ma'am! Mm-hmm. What?
Uh-huh.
What?
What?
That's right. You cut your head bald to show off the pretty top. See, that's what real feminine men do. Fake feminine men grow hair so they can cover up the pretty because they want their ugly stank of hair. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And then for some reason she put 11 when that's not even a thing. Number, it says number 11, but then it just says much more at family meeting in New Orleans.
Okay.
All right. The fuck are you talking about, fucko? And then, okay, so the extra.
Oh, no.
Read
oh,
all about no. it. Yeah, because she had another thing and it just, she trips me the fuck out. God damn, her and her husband are light skinned as fuck.
And ugly. They can't sit with us.
They look interesting.
They can't sit with us.
Okay, just a couple of other posts as we get to it. Don't be proud to cook or serve anything from a freezer, box, or can. Love your family with fresh food. Any questions?
Then what?
What?
Nothing from a freezer, a box, or a can? So you shouldn't have, like, meat in your freezer?
Nope, always fresh.
Who has time to go to the grocery store every 2 days?
a wife that went to wife school and drinks wine all day, which means it's okay for you to be driving to grocery stores.
But shouldn't she be teaching her kids to be her son to be masculine or something?
No, she shouldn't be doing that or something. Okay, so she said, okay, we don't let any other woman outserve us. The only exception is if you are being served by a waiter slash waitress. At this point, you still take from the waitress while seated to serve your husband.
What kind of fucking...
She be wildin'.
Wait, so the waitress has this food and she's like, give me that plate, bitch. I'm giving it to my mans. Is that what she does?
I'm sure those verbatim. He said, to serve it, if it's not a waitress but a host, you host too, with your husband's well wishes. Our husbands should know in advance that certified wives
certified.
Are
certified.
That's right. Oh my fucking God. What? You hating. Certified wives are supposed to outserve others. Just keep going until everything is done or no person left wants anything. If someone at your table wants something, you get that with a smile. If someone spills something, you sweep it up with a smile. Just ask the host to respect her home. Insist too.
If we ever go out to eat somewhere, I ain't serving you shit. I am literally paying somebody by tipping them to not have to serve other people anything. Damn.
And I'm just going to sit there mad that he's looking at the prices like, you know how many bags of broccoli at the grocery store we could have got for this shit? Look at this shit. You know how many fucking packets of chicken down at the Family Foods could have got 99 cents a pound?
I see Fallon. She says, by her logic, why flush money into her dogma when you could just spend it on your king?
On your kind.
That's actually a very good point.
Doesn't that wife school cost thousands? Plaster on Joker smile.
It's so Stepford. Can't stop Stepford.
Oh man, that's fun stuff.
Ugh, she's gross.
Alright, and I think I ought to call that the wine cellar. Marie Pancake Batfish Boob. And oh shit, Joseph Newman. I didn't even catch you saying hi, William. That nigga, he lived in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a big strong ass dude right there. Like that nigga manhandled me.
It's your mother's fault.
Yeah, like I think I tried to arm wrestle him or something like that, and I just fucking, yeah, nigga, I was like, my body's weak and I can't do anything.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like he's fuck, like when you come against strength like that, you're just like, holy shit, how vulnerable am I to things in the world?
Well, I'm sure it's your mother's fault somehow. Because she taught you how to cook.
Yep, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, fucking Big Joe. God damn, that's a strong motherfucker. That's all I can think. Like, soon as I see him, I'm just like, that nigga is grizzly. Yeah, you go to war, you want him on your side. And if you're moving, you want him helping, because I think he has a pick-em-up truck.
Nice.
All right, big old country feller. All right, and that's your wine cellar. Have a good one. Fallon, I will talk about that thing you posted because you fucking clowned, nigga.
What's
nigga. A Becky Lives Matter GoFundMe. Fallon went in on that shit. It was G style.
Okay.
All right. And I think I missed yesterday's episode of Wentworth. So, not Wentworth. The dystopian.
No, yeah. The season ended. The last...
That
she
was
got
the
into
last
the car. That was the season. That was the end of that season.
Oh, I wonder if Netflix was timing Wentworth for that. Where they were like, oh, okay. We got some for your handmade ass.
Oh.
We got some for your ass. All right, Father Muckers. Have a good one. Finish. There goes Facebook Live.
Bye, Facebook Live.
Podcast audio. We didn't play shit from the soundboard.
Oh,
the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.